Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Foyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Deborah Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Foyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to your drive time home. This is Dawn Reiss. I'm your talk show host, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and five other stations at our beautiful Clearwater Beach studios. I am so excited that you tuned in tonight because I have something really fun. Now, I'm in my late 50s, and I want to tell you, I have discovered TikTok. Yes, TikTok. I am addicted. I need to go to TikTok AAA. Seriously. But in the meantime, I have a blessing out of this. I ended up clicking on a watch party on TikTok, and I met this beautiful lady, and I think she's on the phone from Canada. Christine, are you there?
I am, Dawn.
Hi, welcome to my show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, before we start, and I have some questions to ask you about TikTok and all the followers that you have, but let's just, before we go into a certain song that I have for you, how many followers do you have about right now?
I think I'm getting close to, 6,800, I think.
Oh, wow. And then how many likes?
I'm at about, 38,000, I think.
Wow. And then followers or follow that you're following?
Follow, it would be close to what I have in following. I think I'm about 400 more. So I'm over probably about 7,000.
Wow.
Following.
So I clicked on her beautiful live video feed. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But I have a special song that you requested. We're going to play this for you by Kelly Clarkson. I'm Dawn Reiss, 106.1 FM, The Heat. We'll be right back with Christine from Canada.
I never held my hand up and asked for something free. I got pride I could roll up for miles in front of me. I don't need your help and I don't need sympathy. I don't need you to lower the bar for me. I know I'm superwoman, I know I'm strong. I know I've got this cause I've had it all along. I'm phenomenal, and I'm enough. I don't need you to tell me who to be. Can someone just hold me? Don't fix me, don't try to change a thing. Broken and to know you're gonna fly. To listen to the lying lies and the lies.
So anyways, my show is only 1 hour and we're working. I have to get out there and sell more airtime. But in the meantime, I've been on the air for over 35 years. Hollywood Connections is here to get you connected in show business. We have miracle stories and so much more. In the meantime, Christine, so when did you start get on TikTok?
I got on at the beginning of the year and did a few TikToks, but then I got seriously more involved about the beginning of March.
And what made you find TikTok? What was the thing that you said, I'm going to try this?
I heard my daughter-in-law talking about it with a friend, and I thought, what the hell, let me check it out and see what it's all about. And that's what I did. I clicked on it and signed up and was really enjoying watching everybody else's videos.
And I've watched some of your videos. First, I want to thank you for the shout-out today. You put me out there, and I was like, I haven't even seen her videos yet, except for the live video feed. And you're like, Dawn Reese, I'm on her radio show. I'm like, super cool. And that's what I like to do. I like to give back to people as well. And so, you know, I'm up to right now 840, but they put me on, like you said, TikTok jail because I was adding people too fast.
Yeah, been there.
Yeah. And so, but I think when you get to 1,000, I can go live. So hopefully by next Wednesday, I can go live.
Oh, don't worry. I'll help you.
Oh, that would be awesome. So in the meantime, I have another question. So I'm new to TikTok, and just I have some funny stories to tell you. So my daughter-in-law, she's on it, Heather, and she's, you know, young, 30, beautiful. And she does those videos of dancing and the fun stuff with my family. So I went over to her house the other day, and she goes, Mom, I'm taking you to what is that other store called? Not Big Lots. Dollar General. So I went to Dollar General and she's like, I'm getting you some fake eyelashes. And I said, for what? And she goes, for your TikTok videos. And I said, well, I used to have the individual ones. And then she goes, we're gonna look at my engineers cracking up in the back. He's cracking up. They're having a cocktail, I guess. No, on the side. No. My station owner's listening. Anyways, and then she said, you need to buy this Jergens Natural Glow to have a glow on camera. So am I glowing?
Oh, so maybe I should start doing that. I need to get that glow stuff.
Yeah, and my eyelash is kind of coming out here.
We're all sequestered. We're all inside. We need a glow.
Exactly. But this lady's having so much fun. She's doing lip syncing, and I'm so enjoying her. And then also, I sent you a couple gifts. So, like, I downloaded some things that were gifts, and I didn't know what I was doing. And so I kept sending you stuff, and you were like, This is so cool. Thank you, Dawn. And I had no idea what I was sending you. Can you explain to me what I sent you?
Well, because you can buy coins off of the site, and when you go on people's lives, you can actually send them the gift, and that turns into money.
You'll
cash it in.
Exactly. So, you know, people ask, like, if you get a lot of money, and like, people are already saying you should, which I love the comments, they're saying that you should do a branding for T-shirts. What is your name on it?
I'm Silver Foxy.
Oh, I like that.
And
yeah, I know, right?
I have a stepping co-host today, and because Lisa will be here next week. And Cassie, you're from Canada.
Yeah, I'm originally from Toronto.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? I heard you say about.
About? Oh, no.
Yes.
I do get teased about that.
Yes, I know. Where are you from?
I'm in Ontario. I'm close to the Ontario-Quebec border.
Oh, okay. What town?
I'd rather not.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah,
okay.
She's a TikTok star.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not, Dawn. I am not a TikTok star. Oh. No.
No, but what I like is, you know, you said your live feed is going to be different than my live feed, and you have certain people, and it's all about the journey and women's life, and that's what intrigued me when I actually went on one of your watch parties, and I went, whoa, what's this about? And I didn't even know there was a watch party. It said watch. And I was like plugging my phone in. And you were so delightful and you were so loving and you were helping people follow each other and, you know, and thanking them. And tell us what your live feeds are about.
Oh, my God. it's all about having fun and coming together. I've met so many amazing people on this site, and what they have no idea what they've done for me. They've taken this shy, you know, insecure woman and brung her out of her shell. And in return, for some reason, I've been helping them, especially with this pandemic going on. there's a lot of lonely people. So we get on here, and sometimes we cry together, and mainly we laugh. We have many, many laughs, and they're just, it's just a joy. It's an amazing sight and amazing people.
Can you give your information, how to, they can contact you on TikTok, and you can follow, which I'm going to be sharing this show on Facebook, and it's already on Instagram and YouTube and Six Stations. You're live on Drive Time right now.
Oh my God.
See, how do you start on TikTok? Is it an app?
Like, yes.
What's the step? Okay.
Yes. And she's going to give her a TikTok now. That's a good question.
Okay.
So where can they follow you?
Okay, I'm Silver Foxy.
Silver Foxy.
So silver, and then it's FXY.
Wow. So in the app, is you download it, and then
so it's an app. Okay.
Right, and it's free.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, so it cost me probably about $15 in people giving gifts.
Oh.
But I've already got 800 followers. Not even a week.
Okay. So there's a system. Crazy. You give gifts and interact. Okay.
Right. And then what I really like, I learned some other secrets on there too, which is fabulous. And I'll have to give that next week. Have you come back. And in the meantime, also, what is it like? Are you on every day, or what days are you on?
Yeah, I'm so sporadic when I come on here. For a while, it was every day. And so I try at least every second day. But when they get me on here, Dawn, they keep me on here for like 7 hours.
Oh, gets addictive, yeah.
Siri, I was on last night till 2:33 in the morning.
Oh.
I am not kidding. Siri, my hand, I have this thing that I bought from Five and Below that goes around your neck, and you can, Cassie's cracking up, you can lay back and scroll.
Oh, gotta watch that neck. You don't want to be getting a foam neck.
No, I actually got some foam pillows from Amazon. And I'm.
That's a secret.
But Dawn,
how can you stay on for
that.
Seven?
Pardon?
It's not just that. Like, you know, you spend so many hours just watching everybody's videos.
That's the best part.
But I'm talking about live, when I do my live right now. Like, right now I'm doing a live, so I figured that I would. I am. So everybody can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
I figured, you know, it's because of the people that follow me that I'm here.
That's
right. If they didn't follow me, I wouldn't be doing a live, right?
Who would you like to shout out from your heart that has really touched your heart in your live video feeds that we can, you know, put them on 106.1 FM, The Heat?
Okay. If I have to, and the thing is, and I've been asked this before, who's your favorite TikToker? And that is so hard because there's so many people that bring so many different aspects to this app, right?
Yes.
And so there's many of them, but I'm going to stick with the person who I talked to very first when I came on TikTok, and he gave me great advice and he gave me encouragement that I could do this, and that would be Pat Combs.
Nice. A shout out to him. And
Pat,
how do you spell his name?
It's Pat, and it's C-O-O-M, no, M-B-S.
Oh,
I think
okay.
I spelled that right.
Combs. Okay, Pat Combs. Okay.
Pat's probably looking at me saying, you didn't even spell my name right.
No,
that's amazing. You know, and if you start to make money on TikTok, what would you like to do with it?
What I like to do with it? Well, I think if I had to give it to a charity, which I would, and my charity would be hospice.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful.
Hospice. Yeah. Yes. My mom passed away in hospice, and she said it was the next step before heaven. And being there, I truly believe it's right. And that's exactly where I would put the money.
That's amazing. And I've seen a lot of other TikTokers that are doing that as well. They're putting their money towards charity or something else, and they're giving back. You know, and we were talking today just for a few minutes, and I said to you what I would do if I would ever be blessed with that opportunity. And I have beauty queen reporters and reporters all over. And I said, and I that stand still is for you, when I said you could be our Miss Canada.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, you're going to be
Queen Sash TikToker.
And Crumb? Yes,
Miss
she
Queen
would. You could be Miss Queen.
Queen TikToker.
That's
Canada.
A good. I like Canada. But in the meantime, I know this goes so fast, and I have one more person that we're going to be calling in a minute, but I have a special surprise for you. Since you are my first TikToker guest, I am going to give you a congratulations certificate, and I have a special song my friend wrote for you, and this is for you, so it will be right back. Enjoy. This is for Christine, one of the best TikTokers out there.
Christine.
Congratulations song.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on. Wait a second. He's got to pull it up. No.
I'm gonna pull it up.
Yeah, that's her song that she likes. Congratulations. Yeah, he had it all pulled up. But there's a song that she wrote that's really amazing. There we go. That's okay. Hold on. This is for you, Christine, in Canada.
Thank you, Dawn.
Hold on. We'll be right back. From DeborahHampton.com. A dear friend of mine has wrote this song for special people that are getting an award. So I'm giving you my first TikTok award on Hollywood Connections. Yay!
Awesome. Thank you.
Yay. So, you know, real quick, Christine, and I want to let your viewers and followers know what I'm going to do is if I ever do have a chance to make some money with that, I have Beauty Queen reporters, and I have the children that are, you know, privileged that don't have a chance to wear a crown or sash. So I'm like your Princess Diaries. So we crown them on the air, and we make them special. We give them a sash, a crown. We take them on parades, and we've done this in the past. And that's one thing that I truly enjoy, and helping buy equipment for children to be on the red carpet to be reporters. And that is my passion. I have reporters workshops. And like I said, like Cassie, we're trying to get Cassie to be our Beauty Queen reporter. If you see how gorgeous she is here in the studio.
Oh, you're so kind.
But you are a reporter for us.
Yes, yes. I'm in training.
You're in training.
I'm in training, yes.
But you're in my age group.
Oh, no, goodness.
No?
10 years. 15.
Oh, no.
I got 10, 15 years on you.
She does not. Doesn't look like it at all. Well, Christine, I want to thank you so much. Is there any last words that you'd like to say or anything that you'd like to tell the world?
I want to thank you, Dawn, for giving me this opportunity. And I think it's for everybody who's following me. They're so amazing, and I wouldn't be here without them. And they have no idea how they've saved me.
This has opened up a whole. Sounds like it's opened up a whole new world for you.
But can I say something real quick before our next caller calls in? We're waiting for just a second. She said 5:25. You know, when I was going through a divorce back in the days, way back, and I'm married to a wonderful husband right now, and we sail and we love our boating, like you boat
right.
as well. And there was something called, what was it? No, it wasn't Facebook. It was MySpace.
Right.
And I'll tell you, that saved me because I get to talk to people and that tells you my age. But in the meantime, you know, did that help you at all if you were going through anything?
Yes, I've been going through a separation since last July, and this has been my saving grace. It's taken me out of my shell from everything that I went through, and it's just been an amazing ride. The journey is just beginning for me, and I never dreamt that it would take me this far to meet so many people. So I'm blessed. I feel very blessed.
Well, you're, like I said, I'm going to send you some information on maybe being Miss Canada and how that all works, if you're interested.
You want me to be Miss Canada? Really?
Yes.
Miss Canada TikTok. We'll find a name for you.
I like that. Miss Canada TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. She won my first award.
That's right. You're well on your way.
Oh, my
Hollywood
God.
Connections. Dawn's going to make you a star.
Yeah, and
oh,
I,
my God.
But the thing is, I don't promise anything. I open the doors.
No, no promise. Yeah, yeah, you're the springboard.
But I have so many success stories out there.
Yes,
so
you
many.
Do.
So Christine from Canada on TikTok. Oh. Give your TikTok one more time.
Silver Foxy.
There you go. Silver Foxy. Follow her.
Silver Foxy. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Dawn.
God bless you. I can't wait for your next feed, and I will see you on the air again. We'll bring you back and find out your success rate.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I have to tell you, you're like our lifetime success, because we're going to give you the lifetime achievement. That's because you're my first guest.
Oh,
so she's going to be back.
Yes, for sure.
I'm blushing. I'm. Oh.
Well, you're going to get that in the email. Thank you. We got to get to our next caller. 106.1. Okay, 106.1 FM. The Heat. We'll be right back with our next guest. Thank you, Christine. And let's go to the caller. Are you on the air with us?
Hi, it's Alex.
Hi, Alex. And I added you to. You're on TikTok, right?
Yeah, I'm on TikTok.
Of course, it's TikTok half hour. It's not. Yeah, it's not TikTok. It's TikTok.
It's TikTok. Yeah, exactly.
So, Alex, how many followers do you have?
I currently have. Let's see. I think it's like 106. Let's see, 106.7 thousand.
Oh my God! And how many likes?
100,000. I lied. 106,000, yeah.
106,000? Whoa. What's your theme?
Yeah.
What's your theme?
My theme?
Yes.
I make, like, comedy videos.
Okay.
I just make, like, comedy skits. And one of the things I do is I pretend to talk to myself where I'm, like, I play two different characters. And those always seem to do really well.
Okay. What were you doing last night?
Oh, yeah. So last night on my live feed, I was doing a live stream with my friend Kayla, and we were just live streaming, and we were air frying Oreos and protein powder mixture.
Oh,
so on Instagram, me and my friend Kayla like to make recipe videos. So we're like, why don't we do it live on TikTok and like play games with people? And it was so successful and super fun.
That's so cool. So that's about 2 a.m. my time. I was watching that.
Oh,
it was. Give everybody your TikTok information where they can follow you.
Yeah, so mine is Drachnik, which is my last name. So it's at Drachnik. And yeah, so I just make comedy videos, and I'm also into fitness, so I'll make fun of that as well. My whole thing is I just make fun of myself.
What, do you have an agent for commercials?
I do not.
You should.
Nope.
She's got a great look for TV and film.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, honestly, that's been something I've been really interested in. And I live out in L.A., too, so, I mean, it's here.
Oh, my gosh. I have a lot of casting director friends out there. I got to hook you up. I mean, you got Central Casting, for gosh sakes. They're amazing out there. They gave me a lot of work back in the days. Yeah.
I'm definitely, my real job, I actually work in TV and film and production, actually.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Connection, wow.
We're going to have you come back, and guess what? Since you're in the TV and film industry, and since you're my second TikToker, and you're from California, we're giving the California TikTok Award. So let's go back to, hold on, this is for you, Alex. Let's play that song. This is for you. Congratulations. My friend Deborah Hampton wrote it, and this is a little intro. You actually won to be our TikTok, TikToker in California. So you're going to get a certificate.
Yay!
Woo! Okay.
I love it.
That's for you. We'll be right back. We're going to go for about...
Having a party, everybody's having fun. Everybody's really glad that you are the one. Everybody's celebrating all that you've done. Let's all join in the celebration. Let's celebrate. Yes, you've been great. It's your day.
And it's your day. And I want to thank you so much, and I'm so glad that I went on your live video feed.
I know.
So guess what? I'm up to 800. I've only been on for a week, and I'm trying to get to 1,000 so I can go live next week. But I can't add anybody because they put me like on hold right now because I was going too fast. So yeah, that's what happened. But yes, and so
I'm really, how many can you get on like so that you don't get put in jail?
Well, I was following really fast.
Okay.
So I got to be like really Florida slow.
So they do have guidelines.
Right.
Okay. How did you get to 106,000?
Honestly, it kind of like I started TikTok back in November. And then I was making a couple of videos, and they were doing okay. And then the videos that really took off were when I collaborated with other people. I made a video on an airplane when the airplane was completely empty and we were at a layover. And it was right, you know, I don't know why everyone thinks it's so funny, but it's just me coming up to this girl and asking her to move because she's sitting in my seat, but you can clearly see there's seats behind me. Yeah. And that has 4 million views.
Whoa, that took off like Southwest Airlines.
Holy moly. Like, I remember posting it and I was like, oh, this isn't gonna do good. And then I go up in the air and I come back down and it already had like 500,000. I was like, what?
Whoa, that's amazing. And you're so much fun and everything. And
thank you.
I have a lot of casting director friends like Jeff Olin from Rainbow Casting up there in LA. My office used to be on Hollywood and Vine. I used to do casting myself. So I want to thank you so much for calling in and give your TikTok one more time.
Yeah, of course. So it's Drachnik at DRACHNIK.
Perfect. Yep, Alex, you're an amazing, beautiful lady. Thank you for calling in Hollywood Connections. When I go live, I'm going to start looking for talent to come on the air with me. Producers, agents, casting directors, and talent. Because I've had so many discoveries, and America's Got Talent called me a couple weeks ago, and we discovered a comedian right here.
Yep.
Oh my God,
that's amazing.
Really cool. Well, thank you. If you can give me a shout out to let people know I can get to 1,000, that would be awesome. Dawn Reese 3.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I definitely will.
Awesome, Alex. Thank you so much from California. Another amazing TikToker. She got an award, the TikTok Award, today as well. God bless you in your journey, and we'll get you back on soon.
All right, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah,
I was really excited about this. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
God bless. Okay. All right. So in the meantime, I'm waiting for Maggie. She'll be calling in about 15 minutes. Before we do, let's go to 2 commercials. We have to cut really quick, and I'm going to stop my live video feed. We're going to go to the next segment of the show with Cassie. Cassie, what's the show going to be about?
It's going to be about boosting your immune system.
Awesome.
And that's what we need right now.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, I want to tell you about St. Pete's Best Kept Secret. This is Lisa V from Hollywood Connections, and I want to tell you about Mi Carreta Restaurant and Bakery located at 2705 54th Avenue North in St. Pete. Their phone number is area code 727-575-7929. They have the best Colombian food in the state of Florida and all over, I guarantee. They're open 7 days a week. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and open late Friday and Saturday with live music. Please let Marlon and the crew know we sent you. Hi, this is the real Lisa V from 106.1 The Heat, and let me tell you about a house that you want to make your own. Located in Venetian Isles, 2055 Massachusetts Avenue, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-car garage. It is amazing. Located, once again, St. Pete, Venetian Isles. Please call Lisa C at 727-645-8366 and also go on Facebook to Lisa Clary, C-L-A-R-Y, and check out the amazing photos of this house. Mention this ad and get thousands off.
So I saw the pictures of the house, and it's amazing. And then also, I'm trying to do something real quick before we start with Cassie here in a second. And we actually have a shout-out. I'm just waiting for it to load. The rentals that she was talking about in St. Pete is about $850 a month with a $250 deposit and also a commercial industry location. Also, Lisa has a dip that is amazing that she's doing. And so we're going to give a shout out, and I'm going to give a phone number, and she can deliver that dip to you. We love it. I love the fish dip and all the dips that they have. It's 727-645-8366. And I'm trying to get a hold of Lisa, and I'll get you that name here in just a minute. So let's go back. We're live here, 106.1 FM The Heat. And Cassie, let's go to your guest. He's on the phone.
Hi, Jeff. Are you there?
Hi, Cassie. I am here. How are you today?
Oh, we're good. We're really good. How are you?
Awesome. Hi, Dawn. I'm doing awesome. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Cassie. We're going to get right to the products. They're immune boosters, correct?
Yes. So this is a microbiome project. It's a product line that focuses on the gut-brain axis. And we've been having really great success with this. It definitely is an immune booster because your immune system does reside in your intestines. And this is where all of the good neurotransmitters are created to heal or to really repair your gut, as well as really take care of any anxiety, stress, and depression that occurs with people, which is a lot these days.
Well, most people don't, they don't realize that, or they've never been, you know, I asked my girlfriend this morning, I said, you're having so many issues, what is the doctor saying? She says, well, really not much. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to educate you on the products and what they're going to do for you. And you say, there's a, let's talk about the magic three, the body, brain, and...
Sure. So this is a product that really has three, it's a packed product that has three products in it. One is for the gut, one is the brain, and the biome is actually the vagus nerve, which connects the sink, which is actually the sink product of it. So it's really getting the right probiotics into your gut, because the magic, the microbiome project, which people don't know, is a project that started in 2006. And over the last 4 to 5 years, their science and their clinical studies are now being published, showing that there's a huge correlation between the communication between the gut and the brain. And a lot of this has to do with specific strains that address different aspects of your immune system, as well as mental health. Addressing, there's certain specific strains of probiotics. There's a lot of probiotics out on the market, but there are strains now that this project has actually defined as reducing stress and lowering cortisol, or enhancing calmness by decreasing anxiety indices, and improving mood by decreasing neuroinflammation and increasing serotonin, you know, because we all live with some type of inflammation, some type of mood, whether it's anxiety, depression, stress, as well as a lot of gut issues that are really prevalent in most people today.
And we're all struggling with that right now with the virus. There's a lot of people are under so much stress. I wanna say before we start, we've already started, but a disclaimer: we're not doctors. We're not really recommending anything. That's going to be your responsibility as an individual. Take, you know, care of yourself, your health. I just want to make that clear. You still, you know, go to your doctor, ask if it's okay. There's nothing in the products. It's all plant-based, correct?
Yes, that's correct, Cassie. And what I've done, for me personally, what I've come to realize is that the doctors today in Western medicine, they're really taught, they go to medical school to treat disease with pharmaceuticals, and the doctors out there don't know about the plant-based, or they haven't really been taught nutrition, and it's really revolves around nutrition. What kinds of foods are we eating, and how clean are they?
Right.
So they're really limited on that type of information that they can recommend, saying, oh yeah, no, you can take that, because they really don't know. And the other thing is, they really don't know the impact the pharmaceuticals have on a person's immune system or their gut or their mental wellness, because that's why we have pharmacists. Pharmacists actually study the chemical reactions of these pharmaceuticals and the impact it has on a human body from a physical as well as a mental perspective.
So we're here, especially you, because this is new to me. Dawn had you on the show, I think, last year. Dawn?
Yes.
Yeah, and then we had you on just before the virus hit. And I
That's
said,
right.
Yeah, and I was impressed with what you had to say, and I went online and I checked the products, and then I called you, and here we are. And so you're the one that's the educator. You know, give us your testimonial, how you came to the products and what they've done for you.
So I was actually on a path, a very drastic path, ill health path, if you will. I was type 2 diabetic. I was considered obese. I was really on the path to heart disease, potentially blindness, dementia, and then Alzheimer's, which is the path for type 2 diabetic. And I actually came across some articles that I could reverse my type 2 diabetes. I came across this company that has a plant-based protocol that really focuses on gut health, because for a type 2 diabetic, it really revolves around food. And what people don't really, really understand is that our foods are filled with chemicals, and these chemical preservatives are the things that are destroying our gut, and glyphosate being one of them. I talk about this in my weekend workshop. It's a free workshop on Saturdays at 12 o'clock that I really educate people about what's out there so they can make their own informed decision.
Now, is this on Facebook? Is this on Facebook?
It's actually a Zoom. It's a Zoom webinar that I invite people to. It is a Facebook event that I create.
Okay.
And as people, you know, as people say yes that they're going, all of the information is in the description with the Zoom link and the, you know, some of the content that is going to be described. It's an hour session from 12 to 1 p.m. on Saturdays Eastern Standard Time. For 1 hour, and then I open it up for Q&A at the end if there's any questions and answers.
Oh, very, very good. Now, the you're on Facebook. Let's get your Facebook moniker.
Sure. So they can go to Jeffrey E. Berger. So it's Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y dot E dot Berger. And that is my, that's my main profile. They can reach out to me there. And you know, request to be a friend. I will advertise sometimes that the workshop. I generally advertise it on a Friday.
Okay.
Most people are looking at it, but it
right.
is on Saturday.
So
that, but
yeah,
people
so
can
they,
reach out.
Yeah, they can come. Yes. They can prepare, or they're going to join the event. Now, what you have a phone number as well that people can
sure.
call, but you said that you would prefer them to message you first.
Yeah, I mean, if they message me, that's yes, Cassie, thanks for asking. I really appreciate that. It's best for them to message me first and say, I heard you on Dawn Reese's show, or I heard you from Cassie. Then this way I know it's somebody, because I get 40 calls of solicitations a day
from
all these
crackpots. Yeah, yeah. So, well, yeah. You, that way you can screen people,
right.
see if they're really authentic. And I noticed
exactly.
on the AMER site that you do a there's some questions that they ask, so you can kind of get a feel for what the people are looking for, how you can help them. I that's a great idea. I was really impressed with that.
Yes, it is a mental wellness assessment, and it's just a general overall. Sense of where they are today physically and mentally, and they will get a report. It's a 10-minute question and answer. They'll get a full report and some potential recommendations. What I do is I offer a free consultation to review that report with them, and then basically point them in the direction from what the report says and provide the information that they need to do their due diligence to make an educated decision.
Great.
In regards to, you know, whether they want to incorporate that, you know, the product line into their lifestyle.
Okay. We've only got a minute left, so
yeah,
I'm going
to... Yeah, we got 43 seconds,
okay,
and we have another guest on the line.
Okay.
And Jeff, we want to thank you so much for calling in, and we'll get you back again. We love Jeff.
Yes.
We love Jeff.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
thank
taking
you.
The time.
Thank we have about 50 seconds real quick, or 30 seconds, and we got a theme song. I just got some great news, and it just came in, and I have to read this. You have that song? Is that theme song? Oh my gosh, guess what?
Oh.
You won't believe this. Next week, I'm going to have Carl Gottlieb. You know who he is? He was the screenwriter for Jaws.
Oh, wow.
So all you screenwriters out there, I got an amazing show for you.
I saw that on your TikTok.
Yes, I'm excited. In the meantime, we have a special VIP guest, and she is a singer, artist, entertainer. I call her the triple threat in show business. And let's go to our Maggie Singer, feature singer of the hour. And Maggie, are you there?
Yes, hi. How are you, Dawn?
Good, good. So you are a model, actress, singer, performer. You've got so much. We only have 15 minutes. What song are we going to play first, the first on the list, and how did you come up with that?
I was in my kitchen room, and I just started writing, and I wanted my fans to see what I believe in my music. So...
Perfect.
But yeah, it will be definitely Wah-Wah, and I wrote a couple more, Rain and Thunder, MC Square, Arenas, and I wrote also Perlas para aquí.
Perfect. We're going to try to get as many on as we can and get you back and then pop the next song on. So this is our featured singer. And you also have the featured singer of the, week award for our, artists. So you've got a certificate coming as well. Let's play that music.
Thinking of you with those pretty eyes and candy smile. Wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. I got you, let's go for a ride. Not in my Jaguar, not in my Mercedes, in my Bugatti. My boots are to walk and go shopping. Can't you see, can't you see, can't you see? I got you, let's go for a ride. Not in my Jaguar, not in my Mercedes, in my Bugatti. My boots are to walk and go shopping. Can't you see, can't you see, can't you see? How are you doing today? I am doing just fine. I was walking by, doing my own thing, when at the Sequoia station, to holler, wawa, 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 wawa. This guy stopped me and said, beautiful, can I get a minute with you? And I go, yeah, what's up? I would like to get to know you a little bit better, because you caught my eye, girl. And I go, is that right? Well, do you want to go out to dinner? I said, wine and dine, 99, 99 plus 99, 99 and some Cordobas. Then I forgot to grab my coffee and groceries. I was so into you. Wah, 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 wah.
So anyways, that is her song. And then what is the next song we're going to play?
Empty Square.
Okay. We'll try that. You made me want to go to Wawa with that. That's right.
You're not
lying
about that.
That's a good song for Wawa.
Yeah,
there you go.
Is,
you know, you could be going through Wawa and hear that through the.
Yeah, that's right.
They could. Maggie, don't laugh. It could be. It could
that's
be. It
right,
could happen.
Hip hop there.
I could go to Wawa and hear Wawa.
That's
Wawa.
Right. Yeah, the step. The Wawa step.
I love it. I love it. Seriously.
Dance step.
All right, we'll be right back. Let's go to her next song.
Okay, thanks.
Así comenzó, tenía que escoger una materia. Yo fui a la escuela a estudiar una materia, psicología, enfermería y doctorería. Corrí a la biblioteca a comprar unos libros. Después llegué al golpe de Cassandra Priscilla. Uno, dos,
para comprar unas lavadoras? Un muchacho me preguntó, ¿necesitas ayuda, señorita? Y yo dije que sí, es una orden muy importante. Gracias por la ayuda. Uno, dos, tres. MC Square.
Now that is a really fun song. We are dancing, and I'm like, ooh la la.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I could hula hoop to that.
Music.
So, what?
I said it's a good twerk song.
Yeah, thank you.
But Dawn doesn't know what a twerk is.
But you know what you should do? You should put this on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could dance to your own music, and I'll tell you, you'll get like thousands of hits. Like I had the women that were just on.
Are you a cutie?
She's adorable. She's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'll show you a picture of her. She's adorable.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to show a picture of you to my other co-host here, and let's go to the next song. And what is the next song? Maggie?
That would be Rain and Thunder.
Okay. Oh. I like that during the bed, you know, I have my sound machine.
Okay.
But I can't put the thunder on because it messes up with my dog, Sandy.
Oh.
I know. Yeah, my Jack Russell doesn't like thunder, so. But I love that sound. And we'll be right back. Maggie is an artist that we're promoting around the world, so she is being featured, and we are so excited to have her. And then, Maggie, while he's putting that song on, what is your social media?
That'll be Maggie Kwan, a.k.a. Cassandra Priscilla, and it's actually Maggie Kwan.
Right, and I put you on my Facebook as well and promoted you and let people know. But are you on TikTok?
Yes.
Oh, you are? What's your TikTok name?
Oh, no, I mean, I'm on the radio with you.
I know. No, I bet it's not a TikTok. It's a TikTok. The TikTok app that I'm totally addicted to that you need to get on.
You need the car when you need a bathroom.
You need to be on that with your music. And I'm telling you, you want to get the hits and people looking at your music. Trust me. It's amazing.
Okay, Dawn will get you on TikTok.
Yes, I'll help you.
That's next.
She's addicted.
I'm addicted. I am. All right, let's go to Maggie's next song. We have about 6 minutes left. 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Exchanged Armani photos. And what the? Morning and afternoon, rain or thunder. Sending me hella messages. You almost broke my phone. Trying to fall in love with my heart. I was nah. Took your sweet ass time. Spitting me words. You say everything I want to hear. Having cherries, and I was so happy, and my happiness went away hella quick. When I found out in the morning, 11-ish, I opened up my phone and I saw the pop news. I was so wrong. You broke my heart. Once again, I am single again. Morning and afternoon, rain or thunder. Nah.
And we're back. We have about just a few more minutes. Maggie is our special. And Maggie, what is the next song? Real quick, we want to let people know.
That'll be Arenas de Mafia.
Okay, we'll be...
Spanish?
Is that Spanish?
Yes.
Are you Spanish?
Yeah, look how beautiful she is here.
I have a little bit of, you know, I'm...
You're Latino?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you're a beauty.
Oh, you're beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm showing you. I'm showing actually to Instagram.
You're beautiful.
Can you see?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are, a lot of those are good, great commercial songs.
Yes.
Some of the guys that did commercials, that they would love your voice for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
make some good money that way, sweetheart. That's the way to go.
Oh,
where,
exactly.
Where are you located?
I'm definitely currently located in the East Coast.
Where is she?
Okay. Yep. East Coast of Florida?
Tampa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Where are you?
In Tampa, Florida.
Tampa.
Oh, so you're close.
That's where I live, sweetheart.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, she's here. Let's get to that next song. I know it goes so fast. And if you would like to, actually, before I go, donate to the show, DawnReeseShow@yahoo.com. We can help out with some new beauty queens, that little girls that would like to be princesses. That will go to that in the show. As well as, remember, go to TikTok, DawnReese3. And then also, if you want your digital business card, you've got to see mine. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I said, oh, my God. But yes, oh, my gosh. 727
Be sure to give some.
Yes, 727-871-7788. Text me and I will send you the digital business card. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. And we'll be right back.
Perlas para aquí. Perlas para allá. Me gustan los modelos de bien preparados que tengan dinero en la billetera. Que no sean brinca, salta, grande, tan, tan, tan. ¿Por qué te vas? Dije, me tengo que ir. Me encantó cómo tú te vistes y cómo tú hablas y tu carisma. Por mentiroso y malo, no trabajó. Siempre van a ver labiosos listos para engañar. Y yo soy fiera. Y yo sé jugar el juego.
It is 5:59. We have 1 minute. Maggie, any last words? I try to get all the songs in at once, and I know that you want to go on the station and promote it during the week, Lola's special that we have for artists, and if you have music you want on the air, we're going to be doing that shortly here as well. Maggie, any last words? We got 30 seconds.
I hope you guys all enjoy my music, and I appreciate all my fans, and thank you to Don Reese, Hollywood Connections, and also to the rest of the people that have helped me. My family, and that's it, and I'll see you guys soon.
Sounds great, and I loved her music. I'm like dancing to it, and yeah, I'm like, woohoo, I like it. Maggie, Godspeed ahead. Remember, you've got all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. I'm Dawn Reese. I'll see you on TikTok. I'm not on Facebook that much. Sorry, guys.
She's moved on.
I've moved on.
That's right.
Moving on up. All right, Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Oh, we have Carl from the screenwriter from Jaws next week. You can't miss out.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.